Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. As part of an innovative effort to tackle Miami's problem with homelessness, 400 residents have traded the downtown streets for a live-in community farm project in South Florida that grows produce for a local restaurant. Verde Gardens, a 145-unit complex built for Miami's formerly homeless, boasts a 22-acre organic farm that gives many of the residents a steady income. One of the residents, Xavier Wright, said it's his first job in 2 years. "I love this. I love being outside. I love working with my hands," he says, while wearing a straw hat to shield himself from Florida's relentless summer sun. He also says he's found exactly what he's looking for in a job and is also taking a design class in sustainable living to prepare for his next career move. While enrolled at Cornell University, Andrew Grauer felt the frustration of many undergraduates. Too much knowledge is bottled up in private hard drives and individual brains. So he took a semester off from school and founded the company Course Hero, which quickly reached 1 million visitors a month. Course Hero is about democratizing access to quality learning materials and services, he says. The website where students can share and access study resources 24/7 received a $1.5 million round of funding from YouTube co-founder Steve Chen, among others. The site offers some 7 million crowdsourced study materials from users at more than 4,300 universities, along with video lectures, 24/7 tutors, free flashcards, and online courses in entrepreneurship, business, and web programming. Libyans held a pro-America rally recently expressing regret and shame for the attacks on the American embassy that resulted in the deaths of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. A CBS reporter on the scene said there is a sense of shock and anger towards those responsible for the crimes. A local Libyan man said, "When you talk to Libyans here, you hear the same thing. Everybody is heartbroken. They're saddened and they're shocked by what's happened." And our top story for today, countries across the world are continuing to make rapid progress in reducing child deaths, a UNICEF report said this week. According to the 2012 UN report, trends in child mortality since 1990 include major reductions in all regions of the world for children under 5. This has translated into a sharp drop in total deaths from nearly 12 million in 1990 to an estimated 6.9 million in 2011. Last year alone, the total number of global deaths of small children dropped by 700,000. The report underscores that neither a country's regional affiliation nor economic status need to be a barrier to reducing child deaths. Even low-income countries such as Bangladesh, Liberia, and Rwanda have made dramatic gains, lowering their under-5 mortality rates by more than two-thirds between 1990 and 2011. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.